Yo guys, it's January, and you know the vibes. Please support Nash's 20th birthday. Banking details in the description below. Throw me a young e-wallet. After all, we're just four lions trying to make a living in the diaspora. Remember, wash your hands, sanitize, stay home and stay safe. This is The Pride.
What's everyone saying about 2021?
Alala, always.
Yes.
We're bringing the vibes in 2021, bro. We're bringing the vibes,
Now, we need to bring the vibes, dude. We need to make things happen in 2021. And since it's 2021, you know, I thought, why not make things a bit different? This year, I'm going to introduce all of you.
Shoot, my guy.
Coming out from the beaches of Mafikeng at a height of 5'2". If he was a wild animal, he would be a cheetah. You have your boy, Melvin.
The disrespect.
The disrespect.
The utter disrespect.
But you know what? It's fine. Let me get into it. Yeah. This is your boy, Melvin.tk, aka Daddy Nice Time, aka Vibe Central, aka your boyfriend's role model. Yeah, this is where it's at. Always.
Your boyfriend's role model.
I'm telling you.
Now, we love to see it. And coming out of somewhere in Jersey, part-time artist, both in the music space, both in the PG drawings, fresh out of the streets, N1, four distinctions, Marshall X. Halley.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. I'm awake, my parents. Nah, yeah. It's a few guys. New Year 2021, and we're gonna bring the vibes, guys. 2020 never happened.
Yo, 2020 never happened.
Block and delete.
Ah, guys, and let me just hit my height before Raymond embarrasses me. 5'9, guys, 171 centimeters. It's not short. Let it be known.
Yeah,
5'9.
People have been asking me, guys. I just had to put that out there.
Yo, okay. No. Let me introduce the boy Nash. Yo, the boy
What's
Nash.
What's up, boy? Do the things, boy.
Coming out of north of Pitori, the self-acclaimed home wrecker, favorite childhood show, Ben 10. He's a carnivore. It's just another cheat meal, like he says. Watch out, guys. Your moms might just be taken. Your boy Nash.
Pow, 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 pow. The boy.
You guys gave me that title.
It was earned.
That's fine.
Am I not dead?
Benton Omniverse, it's fine.
Homewrecker. No, guys, I'm not that bad, man. But let's not talk, or else some things are going to come out and some people are gonna get touched, you know. I'm good, you know. 2021, we get back into the hustle. School starting in March, so trying to prep for that. Enjoy, guys. Me, I'm cool. Me, I'm Gucci. I ain't got too many problems going on in my life. Just chilling out here. Raymond, how are you doing, my boy? I haven't been here for a while. It's good to hear from you guys again. Raymond, how are you doing, boy?
No, I'm good, man. 2021, we came in nice. We came in fresh. Obviously, you know, things are a bit tough already coming to 2021, but we will conquer.
Speaking of tough, America, what is going on, my boy? What is going on, America?
Wagwan.
Guys.
What happened in America?
It's been like 9 days, bro. It's been 9 days and the drama is unnecessary.
Yo.
It's unprecedented.
That's not the only thing, bro.
Yo, bro, like, there's, it's, that's not the only thing. That's the thing.
So much is going on.
On the international segment, it's more like a young local, but yet international. Do you see your homeboy Elon, boy from Pretoria,
richest man,
becoming the richest man in the world?
In the world,
keep quiet, guys.
186 bill, bro.
Your boy from where? Since when are you saying my boy from Pretoria?
Elon Musk is from SA, dog.
This is the same. Remember we spoke about this. I think it's like episode one, in fact. We were like, black people, just make it and you'll see all of them will claim you, like, yo, go shine. Shine, Pitori, shine.
Nah, legit.
Nah, but the man is doing the most. Although, yeah, he's not doing it in the name of doing it for South Africa. He's doing it for himself and he's doing big things. Like, 2020 brought terrible things, but hey, the billionaires were still growing, bruh, guys. Hey.
Elon Musk, you know, Elon Musk at the beginning of 2020, he was worth about 10 billion something, if I'm not mistaken.
It was 86. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but no, yeah. They were busy saying that at the beginning of 2020, not during 2020.
No, at the beginning, because this is like, Because I genuinely legit like just follow this gent because he does proper things, especially like Tesla and SpaceX. But so I was like, I can say I was kind of like acquainted with his net worth and age. So he wasn't like around 10 billion. Nah, bro, he was in the top five. This man at the beginning. And top five is with Abo Jeff, Abo Warren.
Warren Masimule.
Babize Bonke. Game time.
Did you also see Trevor? Trevor, your boy, Trevor.
Trevor, I think it was, bought a big ass house.
$27.5 million in Bel Air. Bel Air Mansion.
Ooh, Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor's making money, guys.
See, that one you can claim. That one.
I knew Trevor was making cash, but I didn't know he was making this much cash.
No, bro. The guy's making money, Trevor's guys. Don't sleep. Don't sleep on Trevor Noah. The man is making money, bro. Even when he just got to the Daily Show, like a year later, he bought a $4 million house
or
something like that.
Yeah, I saw, bro. A huge house.
The boy is making money. He's making serious guana.
Nah, congrats to him. He must keep doing what he's doing.
So, guys, we see Elon Musk busy doing the most and Trevor Noah doing the most. Where are we? What are we doing with our lives?
What's your net worth? Marvin, it's minus what now?
Okay, guys, in our defense, none of us are 20 yet.
Yo, guys, I turned 20 in 20 days.
And now she's having sleepless nights for the last month.
It's less now. It's not 20 days anymore. Today's the 10th. It's 19 days.
19 days now. Oh, crap. Guys, I turned
pressure,
20.
Pressure.
Anxiety,
yo,
guys.
I'm not ready, guys. Yo.
But actually, Nash, tell us, what's the biggest problem with you being 20? Is that you broke or...
Everything, dog. Hey, guys, I'm broke. Okay. Let me not even lie to you guys. Guys, to everyone that listens to the podcast, yes, the podcast, we have a deal with StreamShare. Melvin will probably talk about that later, right? We have a deal with StreamShare. We have a competition. Yes. We need to announce our winner at the end of the EP. Stay tuned.
Anyways,
right? As for me, guys, financially speaking, I am paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed.
Financially speaking, I am paralyzed.
You are dead.
I am paralyzed. I am paralyzed from the neck down. That's how my financial status is. Guys.
You know how there's inner beauty, my guy. There's inner wealth, my brother. You are rich inside.
You are rich inside.
I'm rich in spirit.
Amen. Store your treasures in heaven. Don't know how.
This should go out to the Pride Podcast listeners, guys. Nash's birthday is coming soon. And on Nash's birthday, everyone is sending Nash an e-wallet, guys.
Yeah, bro.
Once.
If it's rand, send a five rand. If it's 50 bucks, send a 50
rand,
bucks.
10 rand, guys. Help the boy. Help the boy out, guys.
Help the boy out. He's turning 20, guys. There's a lot on his shoulders.
We're funding you into adulthood.
Yeah. Get him ready for his installment.
Guys, yo, it's a problem.
His apartment installment. But I think we can get into the Q&A, guys. This is where it gets juicy.
We can start getting into the Q&A. Let's do it, Raymond, or whoever. Someone, do the thing. Do the thing.
Yo, okay. Okay. So, guys, I think you guys, you're our listeners, and we love you guys. And we know that we posted statuses, and we posted on Twitter, and we posted on Instagram. And we asked you guys, hey, yo, please throw in some questions. You know, we're having this special Q&A. And you guys performed. And we'd like to say thank you guys for pitching in with the questions. And here it goes. I'm going to start with the questions that Marshall Tapio Mamfura got. The first question, guys, is why do guys roast girls that they can't get? Do we need to say who sent this question?
No. We are keeping people anonymous because we know.
I think we'll at the end of the episode, we'll shout out all of them at once so that no one knows which questions were sent by who.
No. Just you know who you are.
Get me murdered, man.
No, we mustn't shout them out. They know who. They know the fact that their question is being answered.
Do you have questions? Hey, you guys. Focus, guys. The question is, why do guys roast girls that they can't get? Why are you roasting girls that you can't get, guys?
Let me take this one. Me, personally, I think this person who's feeling offended that maybe we might be roasting them. Bruh, give us your Instagram and you'll see whether you're worthy of even asking us this question. Next question. Melvin, next question.
You qualify.
Yeah.
What?
People are going to get triggered.
This person, whoever this person is, asked, how did you guys meet? Clearly, they have not listened to episode 5 or episode 2 or episode 1. Hans, how did you guys meet?
Okay, let me tell them.
Dini Sekuru.
Youngest tallest.
Perfect. Hans, Dini Sekuru. Ay, wena.
Oh, Hans, the kids first.
Hey, brother, disrespect. Hans, the kids first. For what?
Okay, kids first. Let me go. How we met. Since you didn't listen to EP5, let me tell you how we met. So, okay, thing is, I used to go to a school somewhere in Limpopo. Yeah, there by Hendrina, somewhere close to there. And then, you know, somehow Nash's mom and Tapio's parents also moved there and we ended up going to the same school. So then that's where we all met and that's where we all became friends. Then Malvin, okay, we met Malvin while we're on a plane to Australia, you know, for some bros trip, you see, some bros trip. Then we met Malvin and then we're like, hey, yo, Malvin, dog, we should start a podcast. And then that's where we are now. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we're exotic like that. We're exotic like that. Thank you for answering. And this one, Hansi, guys, what are your ages? How old are you guys?
I turned 20 in 19 days.
Tapio, how old are you? Again. When do you turn 20?
That's unprovoked. We're 20. We move from there. 20.
Oh, you're 20. Hey, I don't know my own cousins, guys. Okay. Raymond, how old are you?
I'm 19. I'm 19.
If people want to lie, what can you do? Let them lie.
And when I'm Alvin,
remember God is watching.
It's 2003.
Guys. When I'm both for your gang. Busy lying here.
Anzi, what are you guys doing in like varsity or business? And what are some of the goals you're setting in those areas?
Okay, Malvin hasn't answered any questions, so I think Malvin should answer.
This is unprovoked. Yeah, this is unprovoked. This is the question I was like,
what do you mean it's unprovoked?
I'm good asking questions. Okay, guys. I am at Travosity. I am currently studying my undergrad degree. In business, I am running a podcast and other side hustles, like, yo guys, like my list goes on and on. I guess it doesn't go on and on, but yeah, we got things going on the side. Don't stress, we got you. There's photography, there's web engineering, there's what are you doing? What are you doing? But yeah guys, no, there's a lot going on. Some of the goals are, guys, just to work hard, push, make sure that when I finish, I have put my all into it. Yeah, all round, bruh. Undivided attention. And yo, this we have a fourth question, guys. This question is unprovoked.
How? None of us answer. You're the only one that answered that question.
Oh, hard.
That was a hard question. Boy.
Yeah. You know, me, well, I'm also in college right now. I just finished my first year. I am doing IT network administration and design, or design and administration, whichever way it's supposed to be. That's for me in terms of school. In terms of business, I am a stripper.
Yes.
Hey, what's your stage name?
No, I'm playing, guys. I'm not a stripper.
Nikki.
I do photography. No. I do photography. That's my hustle, guys. I do photography. I'm also doing graphic design. So yeah, that's me business wise. Then, what else do I do? I'm on the podcast, as many of you guys can hear. I'm also a content producer at Sid Media under mentorship. So that's a lot of fun. Then yeah, that's pretty much all I do.
Away. Photographers, red flag, stay away. Tapio, what do you do?
Futsak, you're also a red flag. You're also a red flag when I'm out there.
Aye, when it was a joke, get out of it.
No, but yeah, what do I do? Well, first of all, the obvious, comp science students and informatics, yes. App development.
Yes. Yes.
Business entrepreneur. We can't go deep, levels.
Slay us, Tapiwa. We are your chickens.
All I have to say, if you're looking for a blazer, this is where you come.
That's how you go.
Hansi, com science, informatics, Hansi business.
I know we are broke.
Hansi, what?
We are broke. We need clients, guys. Business wise, plans, durags, guys. Come on. I'm going to buy your durag. Contact us in the Pride Podcast or on our website. It's going to be in the bio. You're going to contact us there, and guys. There's a project in the works, guys. Watch out.
Hey, the voice.
Yeah.
Hey Raymond, what do you do now? What are you doing? Answer this wonderful question.
Okay, I just finished first year varsity at Tux. Shout out to the Tuckies gang. What I do for a living, I'm currently unemployed. you can leave it there.
Yeah, no. I'm feeling like this podcast is comprised of just broke niggas. Damn. Hansi, how tall are you guys?
It's unprovoked. Who's this? Oh, it's my question.
Bro, it's your questions. You know who this is.
Bruh. The man broad questions.
You know what, man? Let me answer this question for everyone. I can touch the top of a door. Raymond can touch just underneath the door.
What?
No.
Tapiwa may be the same place as Raymond.
Melvin can reach the handle. The door.
Melvin can reach the door handle.
No, Melvin's door is the dog one, my guy. He
on his tippy toes.
They're the same with him.
Melvin is 5'1".
Yeah, I thought I was short, but then I met Melvin, so that's. He gave me hope. Consolation.
Nah, but guys, don't worry. Height isn't. Let me not lie.
Height isn't everything, guys.
Height is a big thing, bro.
Height isn't everything, guys. There's also personality.
Wow.
Okay, so our next question is, would you say you are famous? If so, how are you handling it? If not, do you hope to be famous one day? We are not famous.
Famous.
Famous. Famous. No.
Famous.
No. We are not even famous. We are not even. We are here, guys.
In famous.
We just exist.
We're getting
we
there.
Just exist, we're getting guys. There. We getting there. We just exist, guys. We
top
don't...
5 podcasts in South Africa. We on our way, guys. Come on.
Are we on our way? There was one time where we were where we can say that we were really famous, but it didn't really matter that we were famous there. Where we were second in the country for improvised podcast and whatnot.
It doesn't really translate, bro. It's hard, it's painful, bro. Like if it translates like like I don't know, radio listens or something like.
You know, but otherwise in jail you know, it's not really we're not really famous.
Yeah, no, we're not
famous. I don't consider us famous. I mean, there could be a small part, some small place where they're like, yo, Pride Podcast, yeah, guys, but we don't know it. If we are famous we probably can't even recognize it. It's not a goal, but you know, if you're ever trying to chase money and you're trying to be successful, you're bound to become famous.
And it also depends on the kind of famous. Think about like Gigaba. I don't want to be that kind of famous to check. It's a...
Melusi.
It's the kind of famous you got to think about.
Melusi. But hey, no. I hear you guys. Okay, the next question says, is the Pride Podcast scripted?
Oh, man.
No way.
Nah. All improv.
It's all improvised. Maybe like talking points can be scripted, because you know, you can't always just come up with things on the top of your head. You can if you're really talented, but we're not there yet, you know. But
half the time, like, we will talk about like we'll have like 3 talking points. We'll talk about one. When it gets to the second one, this one builds the 5th or another random one, and then it just continues from there on.
Yeah, we don't really now scripted. Nah, it's not scripted at all. Here's the next question. Here's a juicy one. I think we've answered this before, but we're gonna do it again. Are any of you in a relationship, guys? I'm going to answer first. Me, I'm answering first. Yeah? Me. I'm not looking for nobody. I'm not dating nobody. I'm not looking for nobody. I'm just the chicken nuggets. Yeah, no, fact.
Like we witnessed
I'm just the chicken nuggets, man. I'm just the side meal. I'm just the side piece, you know? I was reading up on like diets and whatnot. And they were like, it is important to have a cheat meal. Let me quickly get this thing together. Importance of a cheat meal. Importance.
You are a whole cheat meal.
Vele. Hello, me, I'm a cheat meal shame. Listen to this, ne? It says cheat meals give dieters the opportunity to take a break from strict eating. Translate however you like, ne? But in quotes, strict eating. Cheat meals can help reset hormones responsible for metabolism and insulin regulation. Right? Replenish glycogen for increased energy and keep calories burning and fat torching mechanisms high.
Nash is a fuel planning station, is key you for cheat meals.
I'm a fuel station. When you're tired of your relationship, you just come, you say hi, you bounce.
You get energy so you can continue.
Yeah, then you can continue with your relationship. I'm not here for serious things. And let me answer the next question that's going to come up from me saying this, ne? Why am I like this? Guys, I am broke and I am young. What am I doing with Umjolo? I don't have
broken
energy for it.
And young.
I'm single. And for those who like cheat meals, they text me. They're like, hi, Nifuna, I'm a cheat meal. And I'm like, here's the menu. And we go. Isn't a problem. But anyways, let's move on from me. You guys, both for your gang, what's your situation, Raymond?
Before to rest, before to rest.
Is that so? Raymond, is that so?
I feel like at the end of this episode, I'm gonna be the only resident in Foyer Gang, and I'll be the president, the mayor, the citizens, I'll be everything, one man.
We believe you, Raymond. Tapiwa dog, what's your situation? What's your situation ship?
Nah, bruh. I've been hurt too many times before, my guy. we gotta...
Nah, man. Why are you lying? Huh? Tapiwa dog, why are you lying?
Guys. Don't this act like you don't remember. About you being don't fed. Remember.
Now this.
Guys, don't you remember that status? You guys
yeah,
like don't
I feel like these gents don't remember. Should we you guys need to be reminded, me?
I know, rest.
Wait, which status are we talking about?
Rest,
is it that rest. One? The SA man.
This is an old story.
Rest.
Remember Bill Gates' daughter. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Nah, but we're not looking at me. You know what I'm saying? If it comes and it makes sense.
Aware, gents, aware. And Malvin, what's your story, boy?
Nah, what's your story?
He has an expiry date.
Eh? What nonsense is this? Hey, this man. Nah, I'll answer it, guys. I am single, and... I'm sorry, I'm single,
I am not such. Oh, Nash just hit a mosquito, guys. Please, while we're here, can we please talk about how mosquitoes are just ravaging us from all corners, bruh?
Guys, mosquitoes are relentless.
It's a metaphor. Actually.
It flies so during the day, mosquitoes at night. Night shift, day shift. It's,
bruh, night shift, day shift. Oh, wow.
It's torture.
It's a problem.
Bruh, and these, what are they? These flies are now advanced, bruh. Nothing else works besides Doom. Don't try Mortane.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to spray this Doom, thing with Mortane yesterday.
Doom works. Everything else, I forget.
I sprayed it 8 times.
Everything else is like deodorant for them.
Target Mortane. No. We're not sponsoring Target Mortane. But if Target Mortane wants to sponsor us, we down. We'll apologize.
We'll apologize. But anyways, right, okay, so next question. Who is most likely to get married first?
Nash.
Out of everyone.
Nash.
Me.
Nash.
True. That's the fact.
Nash.
I back that one. Put money.
Why me though?
It's when
me?
He falls, it's
yo,
gonna
bro,
fall.
Like hardcore, bro.
When he falls, it's gonna
like,
fall
when Nash,
deep.
Like the hard Nash is going to find. Yo, I'm telling you guys. Like, Daron, we are also going to be there, like, Nash is going to come like, yo, guys, she's the one. Like, I'm stopping all my nonsense, guys. For this one, yo, guys. I'm telling you, guys. Nash is going to fall deep.
Am I not dead? But you know what, it actually makes sense, though. Like, as much as I'm out here in the streets and whatnot, I'm actually a very emotional guy. Like, let me be dead ass honest with you guys. I'm really, really an emotional guy. I'm very intact with my emotions and my mental health and I'm very aware of who I am.
He also feeds puppies, also takes care of children.
He's a real razor. He's
I'm not a saint. I didn't say I'm a saint.
As much as
I didn't
we call
say
this
I'm
guy
a
home wrecker, he's a home builder. There are goats at the place where he stays. He nurtures, you know, animals. He takes care of kids. He's in touch with nature. You know,
Nash.
He's the husband material.
Like, look at the shit. You guys should see the shit that Nash is wearing now. This is like, you know, those Africana guys on the farms. Nash is doing the most right now, guys.
Tech. This is. I don't even know where this is from, actually.
Is that Peter?
Hey. Before I'm attacked for swearing, guys, I said, look at the shirt that Nash is wearing, as in T-shirt. Let's just get back into it.
Before we even, you know, talk a lot, we just want to announce, guys, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. This is the part where you get the drum rolls, the pee-pee-pee-pees. Yeah, guys. The giveaway. We have, obviously, we told you guys we have like 3 giveaways coming. I think it's 4 now with Netflix. Yeah. So our first giveaway, we're announcing it today. The winner of the giveaway. Drum roll, please. And the winner of Spotify Premium is Joshua Kinnard. Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy Josh, and I just won Premium Spotify. I'd like to thank everyone. It was just so amazing. I actually didn't expect to win. Follow these guys. They're amazing. They talk about relevant topics. I even asked a question on Twitter, post something. And yeah, see you there, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Special shout out to StreamShare for providing us with Spotify Premium for us to give away on our podcast. Their slogan is simple. Hansi, why pay more? Why pay more? Like, ShareStream is a sharing platform, stream sharing platform. So if you want to go look for Netflix, Amazon Video Prime is coming soon, YouTube Premium, YouTube Music, Spotify, I think I mentioned that one, like all these iTunes, these sharing platforms. If you want to save money, join ShareStream. We'll put the links in the description below.
Yeah, guys, just go and do the most on the ShareStream website, guys, and our Twitter page, guys. We have not been promoting our Twitter page enough. Bro,
go on your Twitter, Instagram, tag us. Let us see it. Let us, you know, blow it up. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. It's been your boy, Malvin the TK, aka your boyfriend's role model. Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's been fun. It's been great being here talking to the boys. If you guys got questions, if you guys got anything you want to say to us, we'll read through all the tweets, all the questions, all the DMs, Alice. We got you guys. But otherwise, till next time. Cheers, everybody.
Chovicho, Ray J, Mpana Kopitori. Yeah.
Alala.
Nah, guys, we love the comments. We love the DMs. We love the positive feedback, guys. Keep at it. Stay safe.
We are.